Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
For House of Cars.
It is Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. I'm Shauna. Beckler was here this morning. Okay, you're not hearing his voice right now because he actually went home ill. He had a stomach thing, which is super weird because the last couple of days I've had kind of an unsettled stomach, so not sure if there's some sort of stomach bug going around or what, but yeah, he was wasn't feeling so hot this morning. So he made it through the majority of the show and then he did go home. So you will hear him on this podcast, just not right now and no middle portion today because, again, Beckler went home ill. So hopefully he's feeling better by tomorrow. It passed pretty quickly for me. I had a few sick bum incidents and then I felt better. So feeling better today. He's now hopefully going to be feeling better tomorrow. I'm sorry for the too much information. Beckler and I were chatting about the two of us and how we clearly hang out too much together because we, you know, we're very comfortable going into a fairly great detail on how we're feeling these days. So now you're kind of in on that as well. You're kind of our family, right? You're a pisscaster. You're a Venus head. So you're now in on this as well. I'm sorry. Whether you like it or not, you're going to have to deal with this. Some personal information you may not want to hear. Anyway, let's get into it.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I just discovered this festival called the Innings Festival. Have you heard of this, Beckler?
No.
It's a festival in Arizona that combines live music and baseball. Strangely.
Well, that's so great. I love both of those things.
That's what I was like, this is right up my alley. So this year, the Foo Fighters are headlining as well, along with Tame Impala, which is amazing. Black Pumas, Fits in the Tantrums. It's pretty awesome. Nice. The whole lineup looks awesome. And then here's where things get a little bit strange. There's appearances by old baseball stars like Roger Clemens as well.
Do you mean Roger Clemens, the first Black player in the MLB?
Yes.
Roger Clemens, who broke Major League Baseball's color barrier?
Okay, for those of you who did not hear that.
I asked Shauna who the first Black MLB player was, and she said Roger Clemens.
And the first thing that came to my mind was Roger Clemens, and I belted that out, which is the whitest baseball player in the world.
Player. Not who we're looking for.
But. Roger Clemens, okay. But here's they're going to be singing karaoke. This is what they're... So these baseball stars are just hanging out, I guess. And so this is why the baseball side of things comes into play. And it is kind of, you know, catered around spring training as well. But
okay.
These baseball players are apparently singing karaoke.
The stars are coming out to play, aren't they?
They sure are. Which, now I'm envisioning Blue Jays commentators Buck and Pat trying to sing karaoke. Yeah,
get them in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
It's a beautiful night at the ballpark for some broadcaster karaoke. Here we go, Tabby.
Ready.
It's times like these you learn to love again.
It's times like these, time and time again.
That's the spirit, Tabby.
Yeah.
Getting into it. Well, it feels like an elephant shaking his big gray trunk for the hell of it.
Knows that you're dreaming about being loved by him too bad you can't see the same.
Yes. BNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were out looking for Halloween costumes the other day, and I saw that you can buy a marshmallow costume. Oh. I'm not talking like the food, the DJ marshmallow. You know him, right?
Yep.
Big white head with X's for eyes.
Yeah, definitely.
I was thinking, that is some successful branding right there.
Yeah.
If the Halloween stores are selling a cheap costume version of you.
I mean, that means you've really made it, right?
Like, yeah.
If they can find. I mean, that's why it's great for those DJs that have that shtick, or anyone really who has something that's really simple like that, really easy to collect, kind of, or to buy, or to make yourself. Yeah.
I was thinking, like, Deadmau5 is a good example. A couple of years ago at One Weekend Only, there was a guy who built like a functioning Daft Punk helmet, and it was incredible. It was a great costume. So like that works for those guys.
Yeah.
No one's going as David Guetta for Halloween, right?
So you're right, no.
From a branding perspective, it's awesome. But I was thinking, what other musicians are so recognizable that they could be a Halloween costume?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do a top 10 musical Halloween costumes?
I think we can, yeah.
So start at number 10, we'll say Marshmallow.
Yep.
See if admire this.
Number 9, Freddie Mercury.
Number 8, Bowie from the Ziggy Stardust era.
Oh, you know,
with the lightning bolt on his face. And you get to wear spandex, and rock a sweet little mullet.
That is a great one. In at number seven, Madonna. I mean, one of the most common ones is, of course, that pointy bra she had.
Pointy boobs,
lots of people love the pointy boobs. It's all you need. Pointy boobs, you're Madonna.
What are we at? Number six?
Yes.
Slash from GNR?
Definitely, because
really,
big hat.
Easy to do. Top hat, curly wig, aviators, maybe a cigarette.
Yep.
Do not darken your skin, though, if you are white.
Nope.
Do not darken
do not
your skin.
Do not do that. Nope. In at number five, Elvis. I mean, of course, you got the classic Elvis, the white hole, like, suit that maybe is the most popular, but Elvis could go in all kinds of ways.
Maybe the most impersonated musician ever.
I'd say so, yeah. I mean, there's an Elvis impersonation festival at my parents' cabin.
Number four, Prince. Purple coat, ruffled shirt, tiny, tiny pencil mustache.
Definitely.
And once again, I can't stress this enough, do not darken your skin.
Nope.
If you're, I cannot put enough emphasis on that if you are white.
Continuing on with that, in at number three would be Michael Jackson, okay?
Which era of Michael Jackson?
Well, this is the thing, yeah. I mean, the big one would be Michael Jackson's red jacket, right? That red...
The Thriller coat, the red leather jacket.
Yeah. And they just walk around and you all the time. There you go.
Number two, and this is a more recent one, so I think that's really impressive to pull off in this day and age, but Post Malone.
Most impressive that he's on this list and that far down.
You skip a few showers, temporary tattoos on your face.
Definitely.
And then you wrap the foil from a chocolate bar around your teeth. You got grills, you're Post Malone.
Yeah, although it's not good to chew on tin foil, so...
It hurts.
I would recommend maybe avoiding that if you can. And in number one, I'd say Kiss. I mean...
Tough to beat Kiss.
No, and you can do all kinds. You can pick which one you want, but the white makeup and you put a star on your eye, Kiss, you know?
Go with four friends, go by yourself. Everyone's going to know who you are.
Yeah.
The most recognizable gimmick of all time,
100%.
Probably. Your top 10 musicians is Halloween costumes.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were talking yesterday about those spearmint leaves and how... They're a grandma candy, okay? You said you really like them, and everybody's like, no, they're the candy that your grandma has, okay?
Yeah, apparently only 90-year-old ladies like those spearmint gummy leaves.
Mm-hmm. And
I
it
like
is.
Them.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're a 90-year-old grandma, clearly. It got me thinking, though, about other grandma candies, because there are some staple grandma candies that you have when you go over to grandma's place, right?
Yep.
And it's normally a clear glass dish, and it's got some candies in it, and you go diving for those, and... So always some staples that you find in there.
So Werther's Original are going to be the...
Absolutely.
The goat of old lady candies, right?
Now, I was wondering this. Would they be the goat? You think Werther's Original would win?
I think so.
I have some others that I'd put in the conversation for sure.
Okay.
First of all, those weird striped mint balls. Do you remember those?
Yes, I do.
They were actually a party mix of mints. There were some other ones in there as well, which is...
Ooh, what you going to get?
The most grandma thing I've ever heard.
What about Scotch mints?
They're called... And that's the one that I would, I think, win.
My grandma used to have Scotch mints in her car.
Yeah, that would be... Or the strawberry candies. Do you remember the ones where the actual wrapper looks like a strawberry
yes.
as well?
They're basically hard candies is what we're saying here.
We're talking about hard candies here. What's the go to hard candies that your grandma would have in the dish? Okay, this is what we're going with. Those I think were actually called bonbons, strawberry bonbons.
Okay.
Even the name itself sounds grandma-esque.
I'll choose the bonbons.
I'll have a bonbon, please. Okay, jujubes? No.
Yeah?
My grandma would have jujubes, though, so
yep.
I'd put that in the mix.
Jujubes, you're right. Grandma never had, like, any brand name
candies.
Like, you never find, like, fuzzy peaches at grandma's house.
It's always, you have to envision the packaging that is not targeted to children, okay? It's the packaging that looks super bland. Those are the ones grandma goes for. None of those candies ever had, like, exciting things on them that make kids want them.
I forget what they're called, but, like, the medley of licorice.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, where there was
the ones that looked like cigars burning.
Yeah.
Like black cigars.
The licorice party mix.
Is that that's the same thing you're talking about?
No, it's a different guy. It's just the licorice party mix.
And they would have racist
disgusting.
Names for some of the candies.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean,
old people candy is a totally different game, isn't it?
It's a different world out there, okay? It really is.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
There's a show on Netflix right now. It's just like a one-off, like an hour-long feature or whatever. It's called Attack of the Hollywood Clichés.
Oh, interesting.
It's hosted by Rob Lowe, and they acknowledge a bunch of tropes from movies. Most of the ones they cover are like the big obvious ones that everyone knows, you know, like Maverick cops, training montages, like ticking time bombs, that sort of thing. Like when you close the mirror and there's someone standing behind you. I honestly think you're way better at spotting like those kind of tropes than this show was.
Oh, amazing.
You always bring ones to the show where I'm like, that is true. They always do that in TV.
Okay, so I'm challenging Rob Lowe then.
You're doing way better, but they did have a couple good ones.
Okay.
For example, they showed a few scenes where someone is crunching an apple. They're eating an apple, but it's to show that the character is cocky.
Interesting.
That they're too cool for the situation that they're in. Like they're.
I never would have thought of that.
Like it's not a situation where somebody would be eating. Like there's, you know, like the one they used was Gerard Butler. It was King Leonidas in 300, where they're stacking up dead bodies and he's standing there eating an apple, looking over them like, I don't even care about any of this, is what it says, right? Like,
yep. Oh no, I'm more important that I eat this apple.
Yeah, and I never realized that.
Yep.
They called it the arrogant apple. Why is the apple such an arrogant fruit? Is it because it's so loud and because
you
eat it so aggressively? Like,
yeah, and it's something that people do generally eat on the go.
You're right.
So that would be why. And yeah, the loudness of it and kind of sprays all over you. Yeah,
there was one scene, I think it was Tom Cruise, I forget what movie it was, but he's talking to his like superior officer.
I can envision it. Yeah.
It's such an ignorant apple, an ignorant food to eat.
It really is.
Isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Kind of disrespectful to sit there and
eat the apple.
Eat an apple at someone.
Yeah. You're doing it right now.
I'm doing it right
now. It's actually annoying me. No, I'm not a fan.
Yep. I'm on the radio now, but I don't care. I'm too cool.
So arrogant. Okay, can you stop eating that apple? I'm so mad at you.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
You love your car. Bet you'd love lower interest and lower payments, too. Refinance your auto loan with House of Cars and love the freedom of having more money in your pocket. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
The BNS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
So you mentioned this yesterday a little bit, and it's been in the news, but invasive wild pigs were spotted in Elk Island.
That was a big story yesterday. I'd say maybe the biggest story of the day.
It really was, and then it seems to kind of disappear today. But yeah, it was a huge thing yesterday. We're talking about these invasive pigs, these wild boars. And people are a little bit concerned because I guess they're very destructive. They've now been spotted in 28 counties in Alberta. Apparently they can weigh over 360 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, and they are not to be messed with.
No.
I saw a video of a boar attacking a hunter, and it was like, it was scary.
Oh, what? Can you imagine a 360-pound pig going straight at you? Like, I wouldn't want that. No. Nope. I guess they caused more than $2 billion in damage in the U.S. last year. So that's the thing. Also, any streams by these wild boars cause, like, there's way more E. coli. There's just a bunch of stuff why you don't want them around.
That's why they hunt them from helicopter. Yep. In Texas with machine guns. It's super intense.
Yeah, there's people who are trying to control these populations actively. There's people within Alberta. They set up traps. They're trying to monitor them.
Stop you right there. I think I know where you're going with this.
Yep. You can call the Wild Boar Patrol and report if you see one.
Pig cops?
They're pig cops.
We got pig cops here in Alberta.
We've got pig cops. Yep.
Well, the news kind of hosed us on this one, didn't it? We probably would have went our whole lives, though, knowing about big cops.
I don't want to know about them. I'd rather not.
This not been covered yesterday.
Yep, thanks for that.
Pig cops!
Pigs cops! We are the pig cops. We'll catch pigs doing mud belly flops.
Pig cops!
Pig cops!
We've got reports of pigs in the bush. Let's roll.
Did you just call me a pig, son?
No, I said I'm hunting pigs, sir.
That's right.
Hog cops!
Hog cops!
Did you say you're looking for wild whores, son?
No, I said wild boars, sir.
That's right.
Pig snouts are better than prison clout.
Boar cops!
Boar cops!
We'll get this swine doing hard time.
Oh, that's good. Where cops of wild boars will make the piggies roar.
Pig cops!
Pig cops!
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I saw Daily Hive Calgary. They ran a story recently about the oldest man in Canada.
Oh, damn. I love this, and I didn't see that.
So this dude, his name is Ja Hyung Lee. He's Korean, I think. He lives in Surrey.
Okay.
Just turned 111.
Holy crap.
111. And he was looking good. Looking good for 111.
That's amazing.
Here's the thing, though. The headline read, quote, "Smile often. Canada's oldest man celebrates 111th birthday in BC. And my first thought upon reading that headline was, uh-oh. This 111-year-old man is about to catch some heat from people who don't like being told to smile more.
Oh, boy. Why did she smile?
You should smile more.
You should smile more.
If you smile.
You'd be so pretty. Remember when I told you a guy actually said that to me semi-recently, and I was like, are you kidding? I know.
Semi-recently?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Was he 111?
He was not 111. No. He was like, you should smile more. I'm like, okay. All right.
Of course, this guy's basically just saying to enjoy life, right?
Yes, of course, which is great
advice.
Take
pleasure in life. Yeah, and that's one of his secrets to longevity. But
makes sense.
You're right. It's become this, like, become this running joke online.
It's like a meme now.
Yes, it is, amongst women who are making fun of men who say, you should smile more.
Yeah.
I think everyone looks better when they smile.
It's true. I mean, we look lovely when we smile.
But you can't tell someone to smile more. You don't know what's up with them. Maybe they're happy and they just have a nasty face, but I don't
resting
know.
Resting biatch face. Yeah. My mother admitted that she has that.
Does
it's
she?
Quite funny. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. But I think she puts it on because she was a teacher for a while and she can put on that face and then it does. Like, you see that face, oh,
so you
that's
do
terrifying.
Not F with me face.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a good one to have. You can call upon that face when you need it, you know?
Can you get canceled at 111?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, you're past your expiration date already.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Was there a movie that scarred you as a kid, Beckler?
Yes.
Perhaps
there
like
was.
One what you watched too young and it kind of still sticks with you to this day.
Yep.
We were talking about this over the weekend and a lot of people, it was, you know, something like Saw or Halloween, or people were saying that they saw that just a little bit too young and it scared them a little bit. What was it for you?
The Mummy.
Oh, The Mummy.
Remember the
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, Brendan Fraser. Ooh. No, there's a scene in that movie.
Face.
So that came out in 1999 and so I would have been like 10 years old. And there's a scene in that movie where they ripped the guy's tongue out with pincers.
Oh, God.
And then there's the scenes with, like, the beetles, the mm-hmm. scarab beetles that, like, burrow under people's skin. And that, I think I left the movie theater. I was like, this is too
really?
Much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I'd even seen, like, horror movies at that point, but
that one just stuck with
That was
with
the
you.
One I was like, this is too much.
Everyone seems to have that movie. And again, it was just, I don't know if it's circumstantial or just something you watched just a little bit too young.
Yep.
You know, like, you were on the verge and maybe your parents were like, oh, this will be okay or something, or your friends. And all of a sudden you're like, nope, that's not good for me. Mine was a little bit stranger because mine was actually Dante's Peak. Do you remember the movie
Again,
Dante's Peak?
Not a horror
Peak?
Movie, just like
no,
The Mummy.
No, just a movie that really stuck with me and haunted me in other ways.
Was
and
it Pierce Brosnan? Was he too sexy? Is that what it was?
Definitely.
He was too sexy.
He haunted me in my dreams from that point on, and I was like, Mom! No, there was a scene in that movie where the grandma jumps into the lava water. And she tries to save the boat. And I don't remember, I have a terrible movie memory. I don't remember much about the movie itself at all, aside from that it's about a volcano. But I remember this scene vividly because grandma gets in the water and then grandma dies because she's trying to save the rest of the family. And that whole scene haunted me forever. And I don't know if it was because we were watching it at the cabin with my grandma at the time, but thinking about grandma getting into that water just still to this day gives me the heebie-jeebies.
It is funny that it's not the scary movies that do it to you. It's not the movies that are meant to scar you.
And I think that's why, because again, I think my parents were like, oh, well, she's old enough to handle this movie. And then that scene itself, I wasn't old enough for.
And how old were you?
I don't remember at the time. It came out a long ass time ago. I was fairly young though, and that scene still to this day. Like, also, why did grandma jump out of the boat? Grandma didn't need to get out of the boat in the lava water, okay? That's the other thing that annoys me. How stupid. Somebody else should have done it.
Maybe grandma deserved to go.
Oh my God. I guess maybe that's how my parents could have justified for... No. She
should have stayed in the boat, Shauna.
She did evil things.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I forgot to tell you, Beckler, I've been watching a lot of scary movies lately. And then last night, in the middle of the night, or it was two nights ago now, I guess, but the ice maker on my fridge went off and woke me up, and it sounded like somebody was in my kitchen. It was terrifying. Like, it sounded, because it, you know, it makes
I know the
this,
sound is where it drops the ice into the into the bucket. Yeah.
And then it stopped, and then it made another sound again, and I was like, oh my God, there. And my heart started pounding, and I was absolutely terrified. I was absolutely, and I mean, I was thinking about it after, and I was like, this probably happens all the time, every night, but it's because I've been watching these scary movies that it woke me up this time and startled the crap of me. And then I was thinking about this. You know how in horror movies, when they hear a sound or something, and they're somebody in their kitchen, they'll go down to kind of confront the person. They'll go and like look for them.
Yeah.
Does that not sound stupid to you? Because when this happened, I thought somebody was in my kitchen. I was eyeing the window up in my bedroom. Okay. I was like, you can have my condo. I'm not going to confront you in my kitchen. Why would I do? You're probably bigger than me. What am I going to possibly do to get you out of there? Instead, you have the condo. I'm going to fly out that window and I'm going to run to safety.
I'm watching a really scary show right now, too. Well, at least I think it's scary. It's on Netflix called Midnight Mass.
Oh,
yeah. If you've watched any of this. But it is unsettling. Like, the tone of it is so spooky.
Okay.
Same thing. Like, character hears a noise, like, on her porch and goes, kind of sticks her head out the window. I was like, what are you doing?
Are you dumb?
You're safe in the house right now.
Yes. This is really stupid. Every single movie, they go and they look for the... No, you go and you go away from it. Why would you go toward the action?
You're right, though. Every little sound in the night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were watching this last night and one of the boys sneezed in their sleep. I was like, ah! Oh, wait, it's just her children.
You jump up and you're running.
I'm the one who's supposed to not get scared of the... And then in the morning when I walk out to my truck, to do this, like, quick little shuffle.
Oh, yeah. It's the spooky time of year, right?
You shuffle.
Like, it's weird. In the summer, I just don't feel that way. And then, like, right around now, you start to get creeped out by everything.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I forgot to tell you, Beckler, I've been watching a lot of scary movies lately. And then last night, in the middle of the night, or it was two nights ago now, I guess, but the ice maker on my fridge went off and woke me up, and it sounded like somebody was in my kitchen. It was terrifying. Like, it sounded, because it, you know, it makes
the sound is where it drops the ice into the,
yeah,
into the bucket. Yeah.
And then it stopped, and then it made another sound again, and I was like, oh my God, there. And my heart started pounding, and I was absolutely terrified. I was absolutely, and I mean, I was thinking about it after, and I was like, this probably happens all the time, every night, but it's because I've been watching these scary movies that it woke me up this time and startled the crap of me. And then I was thinking about this. You know how in horror movies, when they hear a sound or something, and they're, somebody in their kitchen, they'll go down to kind of confront the person. They'll go and, like, look for them.
Yeah.
Does that not sound stupid to you? Because when this happened, I thought somebody was in my kitchen. I was eyeing the window up in my bedroom. Okay. I was like, you can have my condo. I'm not going to confront you in my kitchen. Why would I do? You're probably bigger than me. What am I going to possibly do to get you out of there? Instead, you have the condo. I'm going to fly out that window and I'm going to run to safety.
I'm watching a really scary show right now, too. Well, at least I think it's scary. It's on Netflix called Midnight Mass.
Oh, yeah.
If you've watched any of this, but it is unsettling. Like, the tone of it is so spooky.
Okay.
Same thing. Like, character hears a noise, like, on her porch and goes, kind of sticks her head out the window. I was like, what are you doing?
Are you dumb?
You're safe in the house right now.
Yes. This is really stupid. Every single movie, they go and they look for the... No, you go and you go away from it. Why would you go toward the action?
You're right, though. Every little sound in the night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were watching this last night and one of the boys sneezed in their sleep. I was like, ah! Oh, wait, it's just her children.
You jump up and you're running.
I'm the one who's supposed to not get scared of the... And then in the morning when I walk out to my truck to do this, like, quick little shuffle.
Oh, yeah. It's the spooky
they
time
won't
of
get
year,
you
right?
If you shuffle.
Like, it's weird. In the summer, I just don't feel that way. And then, like, right around now, you start to get creeped out by everything.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
The boys and I stumbled across this nifty feature on Google. Have you ever wondered how big some dinosaurs really were?
Yeah. Like you see them, you know, if you go to certain zoos or certain places and you're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's big. But
we've all seen like skeletons reconstructed or like at the prehistoric park at the Calgary Zoo or whatever. But I've always wondered, like, what would a brachiosaurus look like if it was standing on my street?
Yeah.
And the boys and I have looked and tried to like figure it out based on the height of street lights and stuff. But there's this feature on the Google app, and it uses augmented reality so that you can like use your phone's camera and actually like put a dinosaur in your environment. Yeah, it's really cool. It's a little buggy.
I had no idea that was a thing. How do we do this?
If you have the Google app,
yeah,
and then I think you just like search the name of a dinosaur, try like Tyrannosaurus, and see if it comes up. And then you can like, put it in your backyard, put it on, and you see how big it would be. It's super cool.
Awesome.
My boys are also really into, they're these YouTube videos. And they show, like, the size comparisons of different things. So, like, dinosaurs is one. Or, like, dragons or movie monsters or, like, fictional starships or any of that sort of thing. I love the videos, too. They're really cool.
Cool.
And they'll just, like, go as they get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
So, but I was thinking it'd be really cool if Google, like, expanded that feature to include some, like, you know, fictional creatures, fictional craft as well. Like,
that would be really cool.
I would like to know what it would be like if the dragon from Game of Thrones was in my backyard. Like, what would it look like if a Star Destroyer flew over the city?
Oh,
like, that sort of thing.
I'd like to know Hagrid's size in real life as well. Like, we know he's massive, but I'd like to know just really how big he was.
Like,
you know?
Put him in your doorway and see how much he has to duck?
Exactly.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
For House of Cars. Until January 15th, enter to have House of Cars wipe out your debt for free. No strings attached. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x929.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 minutes or less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.